All right, welcome to this Friday morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. Time for first thoughts, 12 in front of 6 o'clock, and waking up to 31 degrees this morning. It is day number 318 out of the year, out of 365, so 47 away from the end of the year. But boy, we got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, we've got New Year's. 2026 will bring us the midterms and the Winter Olympics. So. All right, but hey, one day at a time, for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, today in history, Friday, November 14th, 1843, Mount Rainier erupted in Washington State. 1851, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick was published for the first time. Never read that. In 1900, I think Ron Howard directed a Moby Dick movie in recent years. Never saw that either. In 1908, Albert Einstein's quantum theory of light was presented. In 1915, social reformer and author Booker T. Washington died at the age of 59. All right. In name discussions for our kids along the way, might I suggested that one of our kids be named Booker? Yes. Did my wife take it seriously? No. In 1947, Raging Bull Jake LaMotta was knocked out for the first time in his boxing career by Bill Fox. Of course, the movie with Robert De Niro in later years. In 1965, the U.S. government sent 90,000 soldiers to Vietnam on this day. 1968, boy, get this now. Yale introduced its plan to educate both men and women, 1968. 20 years later, Murphy Brown debuted on CBS, starring Candace Bergen. 1993, Don Shula on this day became the head coach with the most wins in NFL history with career win number 325. I don't know where he settled exactly, and Bill Belichick would love to catch him. Bill's now coaching in the college ranks, and we'll see. I don't think he's going to get another NFL job. Hasn't worked out real well at North Carolina. And finally, in 1997, Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro died at the age of 81. He rode more than 4,700 winners during his career. Some things about November 14th, the day you're currently living. We close out first thoughts with our morning devotion from Larry Krabs, God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. Folks, we're up to day 31, Philippians. Empty, broken, thirsty, grateful, and empowered. Philippians 1:29 in the Message says, there's far more to this life than trusting in Christ. There's also suffering for him, and the suffering is as much a gift as the trusting. Again, this devotion born out of Larry's longer book, which I highly recommend, called 66 Love Letters, Imaginary Conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. We settle on Philippians today, where Larry imagines God might unpack those four chapters to us this way, saying, never assume, as many do, that the sorrows of this life, even the severest ones, are incompatible with the joy I give. From a heart relentlessly thirsty and filled with gratitude, Paul sang four messages of joy to the Christians at Philippi. My spirit is singing them to you now. If you hear the music, you'll be able to pour the literal life of my son into the hearts of others. To be content does not mean to feel content, but rather to know that in my son, you have everything you need to live in rhythm with my spirit in any circumstance of life. In emptiness and brokenness, changed by my spirit into thirst and gratitude, you are able to complete, reveal, and delight my son. It is empty and broken people who at the same time are thirsty and grateful who discover the power to live in ways they never thought possible. Taking a moment to reflect, so often we seek ways to go around suffering rather than walk through it. Why do you suppose we do that? And more important, how do you attempt to skirt suffering? Second, what do your mind and heart do with the sentence, to be content does not mean to feel content? And third, emptiness, meaning loneliness, rejection, powerlessness, and brokenness, which means failure, specifically to love God and others, are two conditions avoided by our culture. Today's reading places a premium for believers on these two conditions. How would you equate emptiness with thirst and brokenness with gratitude? Finally, taking a moment to pray, Lord God, we need to change of perspective. We often don't value the same things you do. Give us eyes to see the value of suffering and the importance of emptiness and brokenness. May we trust that your life is found in the oddest places. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. If you listen for any length of time, you know Caleb and I both love words. And so this segment is obsolete words that should make a comeback.
A lot of these sound like old English to me. And I think some of these should be put into common parlance now. So let's dive in.
There we go. Parlance. Wow, that's a good one by you. All right. Widden dream is a state of mental disturbance or confusion. Example, while working on writing my project outline, I find I'm constantly in widden dream.
Huh. Obsolete words that should make a comeback. I do like this one. Jargoggle. to confuse or jumble an example. Seriously, I don't need you to further jargoggle my brain.
Okay, try pulling that
kids,
out today.
Like on a Friday, you're just kind of like, I'm so jargoggled now. I just need the weekend.
Here's another one. Hottie Peak. It's a fool, simpleton, noodle, blockhead example. Lois's latest marketing idea was her worst yet. That woman's a hottie peak. So, I don't know.
Huh. Obsolete words that should make a comeback, probably from Old English. Ludibrious. Apt to be a subject of jest or mockery. Example, how could I resist? He's just so ludibrious. So I guess, I don't know, someone that's easy to make fun of? I don't know.
This one is fun to say. Quag swagging. It's the action of shaking to and fro. Example, I wouldn't call what he was doing dancing. It was more like quag swagging.
Or flossing. One more here. Obsolete words that should make a comeback. Brabble. To quarrel about trifles, especially to quarrel noisily, brawl, or squabble. Brabble basically means to argue loudly about something that really doesn't matter, i.e. when you're watching a football game. For instance, why are we still brabbling about who left the dirty glass by the sink?
To me, it sounds like an offshoot of Scrabble. So.
Yes. There you go. A few obsolete words that maybe could make a comeback. Pull those out at the dinner table this morning or on your way to school. It is just about 7:40 a.m. In fact, it is right now. And Heather from OneFest joins us, the founder of OneFest, Heather Fleshinsky. Heather, we've got an announcement to make. So good to have you with us here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yeah, we're excited to have this announcement as the headliner. So woohoo!
So without further ado, let's get right into it, and then we'll talk about some other things coming up for OneFest. But Heather Fleshinsky, who is coming as the headliner Friday night for OneFest 2026? We'll give you a drum roll. Here we go. It is...
Crowder!
Crowder! All right! I am so, so excited. Crowder, who is the headliner Friday night in 2022, is coming back. You've got Ben Fuller, you've got Crowder, you have Rachel Lampa, Matt Maher for King and Country. Heather, this lineup just keeps getting better and better and better. It's incredibly exciting.
It is. It is. We have had Crowder before, but so excited to bring him back and have him on the big stage at the Triple Valley Music Festival grounds.
He had so many great songs even up to his visit then, but in the last few years, he's continued to add to that. What a fantastic get for your Friday night headline.
Yeah. And to have Ben Fuller be second to close with him, it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that so much. I mean, Friday night, Ben Fuller and Crowder. Saturday, what we know so far, Rachel Lampa, Matt Maher, and for King and Country. And I know more artists are in the works, Heather, but this lineup already, it's just, if folks haven't gotten their tickets yet, they've got to. OneFest.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while Definitely. They are at that website as well, again, OneFest website, OneFest.com, you have a great Christmas concert coming up Friday, December 12th. Rhett Walker with his family singing the songs people know and love from the radio, plus Christmas favorites as well. And tickets are going pretty quickly for that. It's at Jacob's Well here in Chippewa Falls. And so we highly encourage folks to get those tickets as soon as they can as well. And it benefits OneFest Ministries.
Yeah, come and get in the Christmas season and really celebrate the reason for why we celebrate, for Jesus coming and being part of our lives. And it's so amazing to just sit there and think about the holiday and what it's really meant for.
Heather, between now and the end of the year, we hope people get those Rhett Walker Christmas concert tickets and just get tickets for OneFest in general. But anything else you want to call attention to?
Yeah, OneFest Ministries can't actually survive without sponsorships and donors. And I want to thank all the people who have supported us in the past, but we are getting towards the end of the year and looking towards how we're going to make sure that we survive this year and have a wonderful concert and keep those tickets low, and festival as well, to keep those ticket prices low. So if anybody feels called to be a sponsor and a donor here and heading into the end of this year, please consider being a donor or a sponsor of OneFest.
And again, maybe it's a business, maybe it's individuals. Again, you're a 501c3 certified nonprofit, and so folks can give tax deductibly to you guys, Heather, and also can sponsor, can find out more about that, again, at your website, onefest.com.
That's right.
Well, Heather, I know you have a young man playing in a state championship game tomorrow, so best wishes and safe travels, and we'll talk with you again soon, but so, so excited with this announcement this morning. We appreciate all of you guys at OneFest. I know a volunteer-led organization, and you all put so much work in to make each OneFest better than the year before.
Yeah, so excited for Crowder. Keep spreading the word that we have a lot of great artists coming to OneFest.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest and the hardest working lady you know. Heather Fleshinsky from OneFest joining us. Before we get to your headlines, let's hear a tune from Crowder. Yes, he's coming to OneFest Friday night headliner. This is Grave Robber, WWIB, We Are Family, and your hometown OneFest station. Well, let's get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. This is a public service of the WIB Wake Up Show. We bring it to you in condensed fashion because we know you're busy folk. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A new nutritional study found that less than 15% of Americans eat enough fruit.
Unless you count Fruit Loops.
Yeah, there's that.
A woman in Finland heard noises outside her home and discovered that a full-grown bear had gotten into her car.
He trashed the interior, but even worse, he also adjusted the driver's seat.
Yikes.
85-year-old Nancy Pelosi is retiring from Congress.
At her age, I guess she should run for president.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving isn't too far away.
I've got my yams, I've got my turkey, I've got my seating chart that organizes guests by red and blue states.
Smart.
Research shows that dogs have a sense of fairness.
For instance, if your dog gets its fur on one of your sweaters, it will make sure to coat all of your other sweaters with fur as well.
Thanks.
Stats say the United States is getting poorer.
Even Mark Zuckerberg is cutting back. He's using 50s instead of hundreds to get his fire pit going at night.
Poor guy.
And finally, according to a study, our personalities are in place by the time we start school.
That explains Bravo's newest reality show, The Real First Graders of New Jersey. Let's get back to the tunes. Those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up. This is Brandon Lake. That's Who I Praise. On the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, hopefully adding a little smile to your day. Caleb and Havel with you. 9.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, 37 degrees and beautiful sunshine. Should be a lovely day. And someone is having a birthday today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday to all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Well, I have a guest with me in studio. Abby Rubenzer is in here. Abby, you're a 10-year-old, right?
11.
Oh, I forgot that already. I asked you 2 minutes ago. So you know what it's like to be 10. We have a new 10-year-old today, Hope Schwartz from Eau Claire, is turning 10 today. We want to wish her a very happy birthday, right?
Yeah.
So let's give a, we'll do a 1, 2, 3, and we'll say happy birthday, Hope, together, right? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Hope.
Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And Abby, again, with a year of experience, it's pretty cool being 10, right?
Yeah.
It's nice getting into those double digits. So Hope, hopefully you will have an absolutely wonderful day. Your parents wanted to make sure you were wished a happy birthday today. And also, Abby, your mom is here in studio, and I hear she has a birthday as well, too.
Yeah, she's turning 44.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask you about that, but there you go. So double digits and double fours today. And you know what? What do you love most about your mom? I'll put you on the spot here.
Well, she's very kind, and she's easy to talk to, and she's really nice.
That is three things and all very true. Well, Abby, thank you so much. And maybe we'll even get you on the air a little bit more here. But we're going to be chatting with your mom about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign in just a few moments here on WWIB. Happy birthday, Hope. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. Gorgeous sunshine outside right now. Carly Rubenzer, social emotional interventionist from the Chippewa Falls Middle School, joins us this morning, along with Evie. And I apologize, I think I said Abby before. Evie is here, Carly's daughter. And we've wished Carly a happy birthday as well, too. But more than that, you're joining us today to talk about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. As someone who sees this every day, the impact of hunger among children, but also the impact positively, Carly, when children are fed, when they get what they need.
A free grocery store in our school, and the numbers of students using that have skyrocketed. Recently, the pounds of food that are flying out of our school has also increased. So this is so awesome that you do this each year, because it is so needed and it's so important that kids and families can have food at home and they do not have to worry about where their meal comes from.
I think any parent knows that things have kind of changed in the world too, and there's more more pressures on our children than ever before. And there's a lot of positive things with the internet and social media, a lot of positive things, but there's a lot of really negative things. And so there are so many pressures on our children. And I think if added to that, the food insecurity, meaning not knowing where the next meal is coming from, if that's added to it, it's just sometimes that can just be too much, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well for a child to handle. And no child should have to be worrying about that.
Completely agree. I think our students have a peace of mind knowing that it's in our school and that they can shop once a week more if needed. And they know that they will have food no matter what.
Let's talk about how Feed My People, Carly, comes alongside and partners with you. Unless anyone, because I know WWIB, we reach all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin. We really want to make very clear, again, you're local here in Chippewa Falls, but what Feed My People does with you, they are doing with over 260 partner food pantries all across a 14-county area in West Central Wisconsin. So I don't want anyone to think, hey, this is just a Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire thing. They are all over. But what does Feed My People do to come alongside you and help stock those shelves at your Cardinal Market pantry?
Well, our Cardinal Market would not exist without Feed My People Food Bank. They are incredible. They are my number one food source. And I get a delivery once a week. And without them, we wouldn't be able to have this. Right now, we do have donations rolling in from the community, from our students, the other, the McDonald's school system. They did a food drive. So the community members have been very generous as well at our school. We're doing a competition in-house right now, too, to supplement what we get from Feed My People Food Bank, because they're also feeling the effects of the food shortage. So we try to supplement as much as we can to make sure that our shelves are full.
And again, what Feed My People does, it's incredible the way they can rescue food and then get it to those who need it. But I think some people might think, oh, well, if they're just rescuing food that would be thrown out otherwise, well, then it's all free. No, it's when you're talking about distribution and infrastructure and the gas expense and vehicle expense and storage expense and all these different things that come into play.
And the volunteers they have.
This is, you know, again, this is why it's so important to fund them financially and to do so more generously than ever before. And you guys, again, are one of their partners. But literally, again, I think I saw the number 260 plus partners that they have all throughout Western Central Wisconsin. And this need is not localized to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. This is all over the place. And I'm sure what you see in your middle school, elementary, middle school, high school, is seen all throughout our state.
And we just had the Feed My People Food Bank Conference. And that was something that was stressed among all participants, was the amount of people needing food. So it's not just in Chippewa Falls, it is, you know, all throughout the area. And again, I just want to stress the importance of the funding that Feed My People and the donations that they receive. It directly impacts children and families with the food that they can purchase and rescue for then us.
A couple other things. Carly Rubenzer, social-emotional interventionist from the Chippewa Falls Middle School, joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show, talking about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. Just a couple other things I wanted to have you discuss before we let you go here. I want to talk about how this impacts parents positively. But first, can you talk about, again, what you see at the middle school level for a child when they're hungry versus when they're fed, in terms of how they interact with their peers, with their teachers, with their education in general? What happens when a child isn't getting what they need?
Well, when basic needs aren't met, learning definitely comes second. And we have seen that many times firsthand. So that's why we have tried to eliminate hunger and clothing and basic hygiene supplies. We offer all of that at our school for free. And if a child does not have their basic needs met, they aren't ready or willing to learn. So then we see behaviors, we see their mental health plummet, we see poor attendance issues. So by bridging that gap, I think we have improved a lot of situations that probably would not be going very well.
Yeah. And again, on the positive side, when people say, well, what does it really do when I give to feed my people, when I help these local food pantries like your Cardinal Market in the Chippewa Falls Middle School, when children do have those basic needs met, I'm sure you see that turnaround when it's like, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat when I go home from school. I don't have to worry about not having a winter coat. I don't have to worry about not having the supplies, the basic hygiene things, and especially middle school is really rough. It's tough. But when they have those, again, just basic needs cared for, that can turn around a child's whole perspective.
Mm-hmm. And I think it gets them to school, too.
Yeah.
For students that maybe wouldn't be coming regularly, I think it has helped improve attendance. It has developed relationships with myself, since I'm in the market when they shop, and those students. I have regular shoppers that have been coming, if they're in eighth grade, for 3 years now. So we have a really great relationship.
Yeah.
I know them. I know about their family. So I think it has like a ripple effect that I have seen firsthand then, when they know that they're going to get food and their families know that they're bringing food home too.
And I think that's the final thing I want to address, is how it impacts their families, because I know, because I hear things out there, that a lot of people think that if a child doesn't have what they need, that it's because the parent is lazy, because they don't care, because they're not taking care of their child's needs. And I know, speaking with a counterpart of yours in the Eau Claire School District, and I'm sure you could testify to this as well, it hurts the hearts of these parents the vast majority of the time when their children don't have what they need, and they are trying and trying and trying, and it is just killing them inside to not be able to provide. And yes, there are some outliers, but I think the vast majority of parents desperately want to provide for their children and just don't have enough. And so to be able to come alongside and say, hey, we're going to put our arms around you and help your family by helping your child, that does wonders.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, for me, it doesn't even really matter what the situation is. If a child is in need, we help.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily even concern myself with how they got to where they are. I'm just going to help if they need it, because that's my number one job at school, is to make sure that kids are safe and fed and have what they need to be the most successful they can at CFMS.
Well, Carly, we appreciate you so much coming in. We appreciate your heart. Again, I visited your Cardinal Market pantry before. I've seen what you guys are doing. And again, I know maybe just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the need and how it's growing all throughout here in Western and Central Wisconsin. And so we just want to, again, with this 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, do what we can to come alongside Feed My People and offer some hope, and especially at this time of year, to kids and families, such an important thing to do.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you so much for having us and highlighting our market. Just a, you know, small part of the puzzle here, but it's an important one. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And Evie, we appreciate you coming in here as well, too, and helping me wish Hope a happy birthday. And I think, man, you can certainly see that you're proud of your mom as well, too, and the way she stands in the gap for kids and cares for them.
Yeah, definitely.
The best of the week in just over 4 minutes, from Monday through even this morning. Sounds like this.
Without further ado, Heather Fleshinsky, who is coming as the headliner Friday night for OneFest 2026. We'll give you a drum roll. Here we go. It is
Crowder.
Crowder.
All right.
I am so, so excited. Crowder, who is the headliner Friday night in 2022, is coming back. You've got Ben Fuller. You've got Crowder. You have Rachel Lampa, Matt Maher for King and Country. Heather, this lineup just keeps getting better and better and better. It's incredibly exciting.
It is. It is. We have had Crowder before, but so excited to bring him back and have him on the big stage at the Triple Valley Music Festival Grounds.
Hey, apparently Pope Leo yesterday revealed his favorite movies, and they are It's a Wonderful Life, The Sound of Music, Ordinary People, and Life is Beautiful. All great movies. Caleb, when I saw this morning, I couldn't believe it, and I had to tell you.
Yes. Headline, Meta makes $16 billion from scam ads.
That is just so wrong.
An investigation by Reuters uncovered internal documents by Meta Inc., that is the parent company of our beloved Facebook, revealing that just last year, not in its history, just last year.
Wow.
Meta made about $16 billion with a B, $16 billion running ads for scams and banned goods.
Just stunning. Worse. The company has failed to address that ethical lapse for at least 3 years and shows its users about 15 billion higher risk scam ads every day. Plus, you go ahead.
Around 22 billion organic scam attempts, such as private messages from scammers to victims. That's every single day. And I think the worst, the final sentence of this story is maybe the worst thing out of all of this.
The investigation found that Meta rejected or ignored 96% of users' complaints about scammers. So you complained that an ad is scam and they're just like, yeah, whatever.
And why would they say, yeah, whatever? Because they're making $16 billion. All right, here is the secret sound. That's all you get.
It's not real long.
Here it is. It's about just over a second. What is that?
Brianna from Triple Falls.
Go ahead.
Is it a deer snort?
Is it a deer snort?
We've
had like animal noises like dogs sneezing or huffing and puffing, but is it a deer snort? They're actually, little fun fact, in my grandparents' hometown of Harlan in southwest Iowa, there is a restaurant, kind of an upscale restaurant, and it's called the Buck Snort.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Is that what it is? No, it's not.
Sorry, Brianna.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. Secret Sound returns. We had Tuesday trivia. That was solved by Susan from Kanawha. We had Win It Wednesday. Didn't get a winner, and so it becomes Try It Again Thursday with the game we started yesterday, Secret Sound. Can you identify this? Believe it or not, my wife guessed this last night.
She did?
She did. She's like, smart. Oh, is it? And I said, yeah, how'd you know? She's like, I just knew. And, when I was taking my son to football practice last night, he was trying to guess in the car, too. So this is spreading like wildfire in a good way that people are like, what is that sound?
Elk Mound.
Okay, in Elk Mound, what is your guess?
Is it pulling out of a tissue box?
Pulling out of a tissue box.
Oh, so like pulling the Kleenex out of a tissue box.
And what's your name again?
Megan.
Megan from Elk Mound. Megan. We were going to have to give a clue after 8:15 if you didn't get it, but you did!
Way to go, Megan!
You are absolutely correct, Megan. It is pulling a tissue or a Kleenex out of the box.
Pulling a tissue out of the box? How did you know?
My friend actually got it, and I called for her.
Huh. Well, there you go. Well, your friend is a smart cookie. And, make sure that you watch this Best Christmas Pageant Ever movie that we're going to send you with your friend, because I think they deserve it.
Yeah, Megan and Kyrie were on our way to Venture Academy, first-time callers and winners there.
There you go. Pays off to listen and to call in to the WIB Wake Up Show. We appreciate your participation, friends. As always, wouldn't be a show without you. We do this together every week. 41 degrees, Howell. Thanks for putting together the best of the week.